Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Rescue me or take me in your arms.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're celebrating our 19th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show and the 17th anniversary of our e-zine, the Small Business Advocate Newsletter. 17 years of that's all this week, folks. And so, November of 1997, we started broadcasting, and then a couple of months later, we started simulcasting on the Internet. So we got that celebration, that anniversary coming up in January. Don't worry, it's not going to be as obnoxious as this one is. But fair warning about that. Smallbusinessadvocate.com, that's a 19-year-old website. Ageofthecustomer.com, that's not that old. That's the one from my book. Karen Kerrigan is our guest, folks. She's an original founding member. She's the one of two 97 models who was with us in the very early years. She was brave enough to join me the first time. Karen is the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. Karen, I don't even want to think about what my show was like back in those days, starting out. But you were brave enough to not only join me, you came back, and I want to thank you for that.
Oh, Jim, you kidding me? I mean, I knew when I first joined you for this show that what a great asset that the show was going to be for small business owners, because back then there really wasn't a show dedicated to small business owners and giving them the information that they need from us to help grow their business. On issues, right? I mean, the things that we work on in the nation's capital.
And you know what, Karen? There still isn't one every day.
You're right, Jim. I mean, you're right. A show that provides quality content such as you. So congratulations,
well,
and thank you for all you do.
Thank you. I appreciate it. So, all right, Karen. Folks, Karen Kerrigan is... Are you up for SBA Administrator, Karen? What do you think?
Hey, Jim, you know what? I'm in a good place where I am right now. I like working.
But would you take it if he offered it?
You know, Jim, I just really like what I'm doing right now.
I know, but you'd make a great SBA administrator.
I love working on the range of issues, and look, I'll be working with the Trump administration on domestic policy.
Are you going to help them? I mean, I'm sure you've been a supporter of the Trump campaign. I'm sure you're going to be involved in and have something to say about the public policy they're going to be rolling out that impacts small businesses.
Well, certainly their policies align with what we've been supporting and advocating for, and it's really going to be exciting on every front. Jim,
what are we going to see first?
Jim, I think we're going to see things move on multiple fronts. I mean, the parallel track, I mean, several going on at the same time. I think tax reform is going to be...
What would that look like?
A priority issue. Well, I think if you just visit the Trump, you know, website and look at his plan in terms of business tax rate at 15%, cutting, you know, fixed rates down to 3, zeroing out, you know, the death tax and getting rid of a lot of the deductions, full expensing, more simple, more small business friendly.
Yep.
Now, he's going to have to obviously negotiate with Congress, right? So,
right.
You know, maybe that those 15% business rates, maybe 20%, right? I mean, but
right.
Look, if they're going to be lower than they are right now.
We like the fact that the arrow is down.
Exactly. Yes. And simplify the system. I mean, that's the big thing for small businesses, the complicated system and the uncertainty. So I think that's going to be great. Obamacare. I mean, come on. Obamacare is
it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare for employers and employees.
And look, he's got public
Karen, support. My employees' rates as individuals under Obamacare, the exchange is over $400 a month, and their deductible is high. It's not a good deal for them.
Well, Jim, because there's no competition on those exchanges. You get one or no choice depending on what state you live in, right?
Yeah.
So that is the big thing, is what we can do to sort of embed competition across the health insurance industry to make it more affordable, give people more choices.
Is it too late to bring back the a vibrant, competitive healthcare marketplace? Is it too late? Will the insurance companies come back to the market?
You know, Jim, I think they will, but I think that more importantly, we need more innovative companies. We need to bring down the barriers to entry so there's more people willing to start insurance companies, a new way to provide health insurance. I mean, look, we need sort of what's happening in the fintech market, you know, with the fintech in the financial market to happen in the healthcare market. There should be health tech. And, but regulations are huge barriers, you know, to that happening.
If we could ever get that established, and get people used to it, they would like it, they would love it, and they wouldn't elect any politician who tried to take it away from them.
That's right. So that is the second issue. I think the third is regulation and regulatory reform. I mean certainly, you know, you've seen it and we've heard, you know, in terms of the Trump administration and what they're going to do on some specific regulations, the Clean Power Plan.
They need to immediately set back the Department of Labor overtime exemption rules.
That's
a nightmare. I'm calling that the little brother of Obamacare, Karen.
Yeah. No, I mean, all those labor rules and regulations that are really crippling small business and micromanaging, you know, the workplace and, you know, how they can hire people and how they manage them. I mean, all that, again, is disproportionately really harms small business owners. And I think there's going to be a huge look on that. But also, institutional reform of the regulatory system, cost-benefit analysis.
Right. How about sunsetting regs?
That is huge.
And see, I've talked to Stephen Moore about that on my show several times. I'm hoping he can take, you know, one of our Brain Trust members, folks, is Stephen Moore. He's part of the team up there, isn't he?
He is, and that is a big one. Getting, you know, if we get do new reg or new rules, look, you've got to put time limit on it because the market changes so quickly.
SBECouncil.org, ladies and gentlemen. Karen Kerrigan, check out that website and support what they do because they're working hard for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.